rolling the dice on a big stadium show. I'm Matt Carlins, and this is Just Pro Wrestling News for Monday, June 7th, 2021. This update is brought to you by IndieWrestling.us.
WWE.
WWE will hold SummerSlam in Las Vegas at Allegiant Stadium, the home of the Raiders. It'll be the largest venue to host the event since London's Wembley Stadium all the way back in 1992. The stadium could hold as many as 72,000 fans. The date for the show was already set for Saturday, August 21st. Police are searching for a man who broke into the home of the Thunderdome, the University of South Florida's Yuengling Center. Police shared security camera images from over the weekend showing an unidentified man stealing several items, a gym bag, and what appears to be a title belt. The United States champion Sheamus shared a picture of himself in the hospital over the weekend. Apparently, he needed surgery to repair the facial injuries he suffered last Monday. It's not clear how much time he'll miss, if any. The next challengers for the Raw Tag Team titles will be decided tonight. There's going to be a Tag Team Battle Royal on Raw. Five teams will be involved: Randy Orton and Riddle, Kofi Kingston and Xavier Woods, the Viking Raiders, the Lucha House Party, and T-Bar and Mace. The winner gets to challenge AJ Styles and Omos. Also on tonight's Raw, WWE Champion Bobby Lashley and Drew McIntyre will sign the contract for their title match at Hell in a Cell. And Shayna Baszler returns to Alexa's Playground.
New Japan Pro Wrestling.
New Japan has its Dominion show this morning. The main event is Kazuchika Okada versus Shingo Takagi for the vacant IWGP World Heavyweight Championship. Plus, El Desperado defends the junior title against Yo and Kota Ibushi versus Jeff Cobb. Keiji Muto's reign as the top man in Pro Wrestling Noah is over. He lost the GHC Heavyweight title to Nomichi Marufuji in the main event of Sunday's Cyber Fight Festival.
AEW.
At least 10 matches are announced for tonight's Dark Elevation. The Varsity Blondes battle Ryan Nemeth and JD Drake. Former AEW Women's Champ Hikaru Shida returns to action against Diamante. The Acclaimed versus Dark Order's Alex Reynolds and Allen Five Angels. And Mark Sterling will be in the corner of Jade Cargill as she faces Rosé Chanel. AEW announced another live date in Charlotte on Wednesday, July 28th. Tickets go on sale Friday. There's a new NWA World Women's Champion. Camille pinned Serena Deeb to win the gold at Sunday's When Our Shadows Fall pay-per-view. Nick Aldis managed to hang on to the World's Heavyweight Championship, but this one came with some controversy. Trevor Murdoch locked Aldis in a submission hold after delivering some shots with a steel chair. The referee called for the bell, but it was not a submission win for Murdoch. It was a disqualification victory for Aldis. Tyrus used a foreign object to win a non-title match against the NWA TV champion, DePope, and Kylie Rae made her NWA debut. She and Taryn Terrell beat Thunder Rosa and Melina. Rae rolled up Melina for the pin. It was stated during the broadcast that Rae has signed a contract with the NWA. Sunday's GCW show ended with Nick Gage being attacked by a masked man who hit Gage with a double arm DDT and then revealed himself to be Matt Cardona. That is Just Pro Wrestling News for Monday, June 7th. Our next update comes your way tomorrow morning, so please rate, review, subscribe, and hit that notification bell so you don't miss a thing. I'm Matt Carlins. Thank you for listening.
This show is a member of the Sorgatron Media Podcast Network. Find out more at sorgatronmedia.com.